Għakkom għal-programmi ħor kurrenti, il-ħames wieħed jekk minister żbalta din għal-edizzjoni nittama li issa qegħdin tissettiljaw f'dak li huwa biex ngħidlek ix-xedjul tax-xitwa r-rutina tax-xitwa biex ngħidlek għalkemm ovvjament qegħdin fil-ħarifa ma isu is-sena fiha żewġ points of departure jannar u wara s-sajf għax ovvjament mill-ħajja tal-ġilura normali wara. Mil-vaganzi tas-sajf u n-nies jibdew jieklu fir-rutina li nsejħu la tax-xitwa. Miegħi għandi tliet mistiedna llum fi programm ieħor kurrenti fl-opinjoni tiegħi, programm ta' issues kurrenti, programm li se jitratta kunċett aspett importanti ħafna fil-ħajja tal-Maltin, forsi ħafna iktar milli naħsbu. Illum se nitkellmu u semlu ftit diskussjoni dibattitu fuq it-turiżmu. Se nipprova flimkien mal-mistednin tiegħi inħares li t-turizmu b'mod ftit differenti, però fl-istess insieme nkunu qed nagħmlu evalwazzjoni ta' din l-industrija li kulħadd jgħidilna kemm hija importanti għall-ekonomija tagħna insomma u għall-komplement. U allura donnu l-kejl ta' suċċess ekonomiku ta' pajjiż jew il-kejl ta' kemm se jkollna GDP jew il-kejl ta' kemm se jkollna se nirriżolvu problemi finanzjari donna tiddependi ħafna minnha mit-turizmu. Settur illi għandu kompetizzjoni enormi minn ħafna pajjiżi, anki pajjiżi mediterrani, pajjiżi viċin tagħna li forsi sa ftit żmien ilu ma kinux jikkompetu f'dan is-settur. Miegħi għandi lil-Mr. Pierre Cassar li huwa Communications Executive tal-Heritage, Malta se mbagħad titlilhom jagħtuna ftit profil tagħhom ħalli nkun ċert li ma nħalli xejn barra. Għandi lill-Mr. Alfred Quintano li huwa lecturer fid-Department tat-Turiżmu fil-FEMA u għandi lill-Dr. John Grech li huwa lecturer fit-Tourism Unit, sadhom tajdu li ftit jekk tourism unit jew Department of Tourism tal-FEMA wkoll ma' Dr. John Grech se nkun qiegħed nitkellem l-Ingliż minħabba li dik hija biex ngħidlek il-lingwa prinċipali tiegħu u allura se nkun qed niswiċċaw mill-Ingliż għall-Malti niskuża ruħi.
Il-lingwa tat-turisti wkoll.
U hija lingwa
tat-turisti mhux tiegħi biss.
Ekku, ġifieri allura se jkollna dan ix-shift eż igolhom. I'll start with you, Dr. Grech. Your interest, maybe your passion, your motivation into coming into this industry, the roots of this interest.
Well, my background is actually in art and culture, okay. And I came into this position principally because of the expertise that I bring in cultural heritage and artistic activities, and that's my passion. And tourism for me is an area which is very closely linked to some of those activities, but it's not the principal activity. Culture is something that belongs to people, something that is a living thing. So, you know, like all living things, tourism is a part of society, culture and society. Okay. And it just happens to be where I'm placed at the moment.
Okay. Actually, I would like to go into this aspect, the relationship of art and culture with tourism, and what do they bring to each other. But we'll do that in a moment. Pierre, I'm going to turn to first names, if you don't mind. Pierre, il inti għandek eroq tajbin, so għafdan l-studio, għalix kont involut, probably sam il-bidu.
Kif tħanna fil-kamra l-kollegi mistednin, għattilom man bidel xejku għadi għaw, mill-1994 design. Storikament, il-radio tal-Università għanda l-ewel darba f-Santa Maria tal-Airbow Design. L-ewel program għan għamlu tu Claudette Patch, kien jismu Coffee Break, il-memoria, ħafna memoria jizbiħa għek dan il-radio. Il-silu 14 sena waqqaf u min jaf kem ġew nies u studenti u tħarġu hawnhekk.
Ekku. L-involviment tiegħek fil-Heritage Malta u l-passjoni u r-relazzjoni li l-heritage għandu mas-settur tad-turizmu.
Jiena l-bniedem li jmexxi d-dipartiment tal-Corporate Communications iżejħulu tal-Aġenzija, ġifieri huwa d-dipartiment li għandu il-mestier li jikkomunika mhux biss internament, però anke esternament mal-udjenzi varji tagħna, u nuża l-kelma udjenzi varja għaliex aħna għandna udjenzi varja, nitkellmu fuq it-turiżmu u t-turisti jiffurmaw parti integrali jekk mhux il-maġġoranza tal-udjenza tagħna, però mbagħad aħna kif qaltajek ukoll Dr. Grech fl-introduzzjoni tiegħu, aħna għandna l-kultura f'idejna, allura l-kultura hija ta' kulħadd, u rridu waslu l-kultura lil kulħadd b'mod partikolari lil poplu Malti u lil studenti. Jiġifieri hemmhekk il-mestier tagħna u mestier wiesa' ħafna. Ukoll irdu niftakru fl-2005 Heritage Malta saret l-Aġenzija Nazzjonali responsabbli mir-restawr u l-konservazzjoni. Allura llum hija aġenzija li mhux biss tiġbor il-kultura taħt il-kappa tagħha, imma tiġbor dak kollu li għandha x'jaqsam mal-konservazzjoni u restawr. U allura
aġenda enormi.
Aġenda li ma tispiċċaqat, tu, aġenda li ma tispiċċaqat, ovvjament aħna ħanitkellmu 35 sit taħt ir-responsabilità tagħna li 21 minnhom jiftħu kuljum it-nejn sa l-ħadd prattikament is-sena kollha. Ġifieri
biex tara li qed joperaw dawn ukoll huwa. It-turiżmu ħafna drabi aħna nifhmuh kontra probabbli pajjiżi oħra illi huwa turiżmu minn barra l-ġewwa, cioè jiġi turist, Ingliż, Franċiż, Ġermaniż, whatever, Malta u jidħol jara l-Konkatedral ta' Sejn Ġwann, imur jara l-Mużew tal-Fine Arts, etc. Kemm aħna neqsin mit-turizmu intern, ċoħe Malti u għawċi li morru jaraw dan il-tempi tagħna, siti storiċi u mużewijiet tremendi li għandhom.
Sfortunatament jekk wieħed ħares lejha at first glance, jgħid li għadha teqsin. Però qegħdin naraw bidla fil-mentalità lokali. Jekk wieħed jara l-udjenza tagħna aħna jkollna madwar 1,200,000 ruħ li jżuru s-siti ta' nafsena. Nikkalkulaw li daqs 85% huma kollha barranin. Però 15% 20% li huma Maltin. U qed ikun hemm interess u interess ġenwin mill-poplu lokali li qed isirħob iktar il-kultura. Għamilna diversi skemi wkoll biex inħajru n-nies jiġu fosthom membership card li tik aċċess għas-siti kollha tagħna għal sena sħiħa. Għax ovvjament aħna forsi kontra pajjiżi oħrajn bħalmu l-Ingilterra, il-mużewijiet tagħna hu mhux b'xejn. U hemm raġuni valida għalfejdi għax ovvjament m'għandniex biżejjed flus biex inkunu nistgħu insostnu u nidħol bibin tagħna b'xejn. Għal-poplu Malti jew iktar aħjar issa għal-minu ċittadin tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Allora ovvjament irid insibu il-social obligation tagħna jkun hemm attivitajiet li ikunu miftuħin b'xejn għal kulħadd biex bekk aħna kemm jista' jkun inqarbu n-nies lejna, però mhux biss aħna ma rridux inġibu n-nies jidħlu fil-mużewijiet biex jaraw l-artefatti jitilqu l-barra. Aħna rridu nagħmlu programmi interattivi biex il-pubbliku jerġa' jiġu tfal iġibu l-ġenituri tagħhom ħalli tinbed l-imħabba. Ġenwina li l-kultura. Naħseb flimkien mal-kollegi tiegħi ħan iddiskutu l-impatt li l-kultura għandha fuq it-turiżmu. Għal 30-40 sena sħaħ Malta rreklamajnija bħala gżira tal-ġen ħan semmek fil-Mediterran San Sienzen. Illum tant għandna kompetituri Ċipru, Tunezija, Nord Afrika, Spanja, tant għandek gżejjer li joffru dawn l-affarijiet. Fir-realtà aħna x'inhu l-unique selling point tagħna? Jiena għax hekk jaqblux miegħi l-kollegi tiegħi u hija l-arkeoloġija. Aħna t-tempji tagħna daw il-binijiet massimo minn kien fid-dinja. Issa Stonehenge tiftaħ ktieb kulħadd tisemmi Stonehenge. Issemmi ħaġar qiem u ġigant tiegħek u qed titkellem arkeologu ħajrlek iva, però qed titkellem ma' turist mhux l-ewwel darba jiġi turist u jgħidlek jiena qatt ma kont smajt bihom dawn. Jiġifieri dak huwa l-unique selling point. Ara naħseb il-kultura hemmhekk għandha qed tilha parti importanti fit-turiżmu.
If I can jump in, though, I think that looking at internal tourism purely and simply from the point of view of visiting heritage sites and museums is also overlooking quite a significant form of Maltese internal tourism. For example, how many people go to Gozo for a holiday every year? How many people will go from, say, the north of the island to the south of the island and spend 4 weeks? This is also a form of tourism which is taking place, and people have, it hasn't been a recent phenomenon, that's been going on since time immemorial, I suspect, here in Malta. So it's really more about how people are thinking, and they're thinking in boxes, I suggest, about Maltese tourism, rather than thinking more openly and looking at actually what happens here in Malta. And then trying, rather than to fit the pattern of people, tourists coming from outside, actually looking at how tourism takes place here in this particular context. And I think that would actually reveal that tourism as an activity that the Maltese participate in is quite a significant thing that people do. I mean, just in Baharachak, for example, every year there's a village that grows out of nothing, and that is there for the whole summer. And then at the end of summer, it just closes up, and virtually everybody goes back to their permanent homes, and they're just it's become again a part of the local environment, which is uninhabited relatively.
Yeah, yeah. Vi hade riktigt hårt för nyttrofull Assam turistik, och vi hade riktigt fittes och kinu fittes i turist vara kollos. Vi ska kunna aktar kapaci nattera och lejna, alldeles majst. Waħda mir-raġunieti pereżempju li Malta tonfoq ħafna fuq reklamar barra minn Malta ħafna wieħed kellu jikkalkula kemm nofqu per capita per turist li jiġi Malta aħna nofqu ferm aktar minn pajjiżi oħrajn. Li din xi ħaġa tistgħuna hawnhekk. Anki l-fatt li mhux biżejjed turisti jiġu Malta jerġgħu jiġu lura dak li jsejjaħ repeat business. Allura rridu nsaqsu lilna nfusa x'jiġbed lill-klijent, x'iġiel klijent jidħol ġo ħanut u mhux ġo ieħor. Għalek għed t-saqsi l-Leonet għaw minn jaħseb domanda tkun xinu mal-prodotti li għahnet n-offru. Jon kella u għed t-offri għaw minn jgħajt xinu għas-serviz li għahnet n-offru. Il-klientana xinu jfittex? Jgħed t-fittex prodott turistiku, għallura f'dal-kas per eżempju kimur ġomu zewda jgħed t-ħares li vetrina, mejta, dan, jgħu jgħed t-fittex serviz, dak li jgħi mil-uħ. U kordialment fil-bib tal-mużew jew tal-lokanda iġini. Ħafna kjaħsbu sfortunatament, però il-verta miex hekk, il-turist qed ifittex esperjenza l-ġurnata. Il-turist modern qed ifittex esperjenza. Esperjenza differenti minn dik li ngħixu kuljum tal-ħajja tagħna. Ma ninsewx ukoll li biex nallaċċa ma dak li qalu sħabi qabel, li turist li jiġi żurna ħafna drabi ikun mar pajjiżi oħrajn, ikun mar postijiet oħrajn. Arra bil-fors dan se jikkompara u mhux se jfittex kopja ta' dak li diġà ra, se jfittex ħaġa differenzi, se jfittex esperjenza differenti, jiġifieri turist qed ifittex mhux prodott waħdu, mhux servizz waħdu li huwa importanti.
Pakket.
Imma tifittex pakket ta' esperjenza. Esperjenza l-bogħod minn dik il-ħajja li ngħixu ta' kuljum.
Ma qed jirnexxielu. Meta inti qed tgħid fil-bidu illi m'għandix daqshekk repeat tourism, jista' jkun allura qed they're being disillusioned u allura qed jiġu hawnhekk u dak li qed intuhom mhux neċessarjament kif naseb qal Piero għamel l-aċċen Piero. Dak li qed intuhom mhuwiex qed jeċċithom biżejjed biex jerġgħu jiġu lura.
Qabel jiġi Malta turist, qabel nixtru prodott minn ġo ħanuta, aħna konna perċezzjoni tal-prodott. Jien qabel nixtri żarbun ikolli perċezzjoni ta' dak iż-żarbun li se nixtri. Issa jekk iż-żarbun li nixtri jiena wara li nixtri jkun użaw ikun aħjar mill-perċezzjoni li kelli jien inkun klient sodisfatt. Jekk dan iż-żarbun iweġġani u kemm jidher kraf saqajja jien inkun klient dissodisfatt. U naħseb li jista' jkun li qed noħolqu ħafna perċezzjonijiet. Qabel jiġu turisti Malta. Imbagħad m'aħniex qed ngħixu f'Amerika m'aħniex
nirrispondu għalihom.
Fuq li qal Pier, jiena naqbel li llum, naqbel 100% li llum turist mhux qed ifittex biss xemx u baħar. Importanti da, importanti ħafna. Importanti li konna baħar nadif. Importanti li għandna xemx
tal-bajjiet mod
wieħed jiftaħ kapitlu enormi fuq il-klima, fuq it-tibdil fil-klima li naħseb jieħu ħames programmi waħdu. Però dan jinsabu f'ħafna pajjiż kif għażgħir. Noqgħod attenti wkoll però biex hawnhekk inkun daqsxejn. Provokanti ma' Pier. Patrimonju storiku qawwi għandna pajjiżna, però dan mhux monopolju tagħna wkoll. Issa noqgħodu attenti. Vera li għandna ċerti unique selling points tagħna, però il-patrimonju storiku tagħna mhuwiex monopolju għalhekk għax naħsbu fil-ġirien tagħna biss il-Greċja, l-Eġittu, l-Italja, t-Turkija, il-Messiku fej mort jiena.
Hemm fejn toxha.
Hemm fejn toxha. Jiġifieri noqgħodu attenti fuq ix nagħmlu l-enfasi tagħna. X'inhu jfittex it-turist illum prinċipalment? It-turist illum qed ifittex ukoll ħafna serħan il-moħħ. Serħan il-moħħ għaliex qed ngħixu ħajja stressjata ħafna illum il-ġurnata u t-turist illum irid break mill-ħajja ta' kuljum stressanti ta' kuljum biex ħanużaw l-esperjenza sabiħa li għandna biex iċċarġa l-batterija kif kien ngħidu x'ismu. Allura popolari ħafna llum il-ġurnata huwa dak li seħu wellness holidays. Illum il-ġurnata wellness holidays. Jiġifieri esperjenza fejn it-turist jerġa' jieħu saħħtu lura.
U interessanti di tal-punt li qed tagħmelti għalfejn għaliex Malta kienet magħruf għalkemm aħna ma naqblux ħafna drabi aħna li ngħixu hawnhekk. Però Malta ħafna drabi kien hija meqjusa minn nies li jiġu bħala għandhom lifestyle kalma u dan kol forsi fis-sajf vera jonqos ir-ritmu ma imma għandhom dak il-fin. Jiġri nistgħu nikkapitalizzaw fuq dan l-aspett.
Għax id-dimensjoni. Kif qabel it-turist qed fitxi serħan il-moħħ li huwa importanti ħafna. Speċjalment f'dilera li qed ngħixu ta' sfortunament ta' terrorizmu, eċetera, eċetera. U ambjent.
You've got a better risk of dying in a car accident than you have from a terrorist attack, Alfred.
Really?
Yes. Statistically far greater chance of dying in a car accident.
Yeah, but the reality is that
that's the reality.
No, but the perception.
That's
real perception, okay, not reality, but the real perception of people is that traveling in a way has become dangerous. Oh. I mean
l-avvenimenti ta' ġurnata ta' qabel illum li nirrekordjaw fej xi tużana turisti ġew sruq għal-Eġittu u dana dan l-aħbarijiet sfortunatament għalkemm huma xejn waħidhom straordinari jgħoltu l-medja internazzjonali.
Dak li ġara l-Pakistan u din l-Ukanda sa dak li ġara Sharm el-Sheikh, dak li ġara Londra ftit snin ilu. Ġifieri dawk huma punti kruċjali ta' turizmu.
Naħseb Andrew aħna qbadna suġġett li hu kien għandu niddiskutu sa nofs il-lej. U se naqblu wkoll. Tant hemm affarijiet, però naħseb Alfred usa kelma li naqbel 100%.
Monopolju.
L-esperjenza.
Yes.
L-esperjenza. Naħseb dik hija ħaġa li anka fuq aġenda nazzjonali, anka forsi bil-kritika kollha li kien hemm għall-MTA dwar il-kampanja li għamlu Brand Malta, finalment l-idea kienet isma' turiż ġie hawnhekk għall-esperjenza. Jiena qiegħed hawn nirrappreżenta l-Heritage Malta iktar nisa nitkellem fuq Heritage Malta. Ħanibdew mis-servizz l-iktar bażiku. Qabel ma ħadna over Heritage Malta kien hemm id-Dipartiment tal-Mużewijiet. Fis-sajf, il-mużewijiet kienu jalqu fis-sija. Kif trid toffri servizz lit-turist? Jekk daġi fis-sija u sab il-bibin maluqin. In-nies tagħna fehmu u nieħu kost aħna li aħna qegħdin hemm biex nofru servizz. Dak huwa s-servizz bażiku. Li qed jgħid Alfred esperjenza tinvolvi fiha tant hija equation komplikata ħanibdew bil-famużi klik, customer care, li jekk ġib bniedem ġo mużew, mhux daħal hello, yes, good morning, se li aħna l-interaction li hemm bej min qed ibih dan is-servizz dan il-prodott u l-end receiver li huwa turist ikun hemm interaction tajba li b'turista laq minn hemmhekk kuntent jew sodisfatt bl-esperjenza li ħafna fatt aħna qegħdin nippruvaw lill-mużewijiet tagħna kemm jista' jkun. Indaħlu dan il-kunċett ta' dil-esperjenza meta kellna l-exhibition tal-Caravaggio semmejni esperjenza ta' darba. X'kienet esperjenza holistika li qed tara l-Caravaggisti fil-Mużew Nazzjonali tal-Arti mhux sempliċiment il-kwadri li huma attribwiti għal Caravaggio. U da jmur li lin, ovvjament, tant jorbot għaliex inti jista' jkollok mużew, jista' jkollok sit storiku li qed joffru dan is-servizzi kollha, mbagħad toħroġ minn hemmhekk kif ħriġt mill-bieb il-stakeholder ieħor jista' jkun ta' trasport pubbliku, jista' jkun ta' taxi, jista' jkun tal-karozzi, jista' jkun dak li jbih il-ġelat, it-tajjeb li bnejt int jew kompla jibni fuq jew kissirulek sekonda. Kissirulek sekonda. U di biss ħalli nagħtih ħin ukoll il-kollegi tiegħi, jien għandi teorija għalfejn it-turisti mhux neċessarjament jerġgħu jiġu. Xorta nibqa' ngħid li Malta minkejda kol tista' toffri hija gżira żgħira. Hija gżira sfortunatament hija klaustrofobika, berba mittel fruħ fuq biċċa blata, u naħseb li turist li forsi li tisserħan tal-moħħ ġi hawnhekk sab is-serħan tal-moħħ għax aħna pajjiż safe, let's face it, aħna serq u attakki rari tisma' tkun vera żvinturat jew kellha jien naf hija vera tkun żvinturat hija l-kelma għax it's a safe country. Però dak what would make you come back? Għaliex għandi nerġa' mmur Malta. Il-low cost airlines forsi tluħu wkoll għamluha dat traġitt tal-individwal ħana għedin naraw trend fil-settur tagħna li qabel konna aħna nis li jiġu organized groups, mat-tour operators. Illum 70-70% huma nies individwali li daħlu l-mużew. Iġri għandek ukoll dan il-fenomenu li daw il-low-cost airlines illum it-traġitt li sar iktar faċli, qed ħafna nies Malta, ġaħat minn Valle, għanuħu Valenzja, għasab it-traġit bej Valenzja u Malta bil-low cost, zdit immens, l-Ispanjol, zdit immens, għalix, għax, Malta jħammur ħanara, forsi anka Malti jħammurru Valenzja, għanaw dil-belt, pero batta ġaħat kullura.
Inti semmejt eżempju tajjeb ferma, għax inti semmejt suq li sploda f'dal-axar sentej minħabba low cost carriers u koll, suq Spanjol għal-Malta, li dan ċertament mux jtiġu għaw għax-xemx. Iżgħu mhux qed jiġu għax-xemx il-baħar għax għandhom daw. Qed jiġu għabu hekk għall-raġunijiet oħrajn qed tiġi bdu. U kultura għandhom, kultura Spanjola, l-monumenti storiċi għandhom birrimi jiġifieri wkoll. Allura xi ħaġa qed tiġbidhom. Però interessanti dan li qed tgħid inti ħafna per għaliex din hija xejra globali fej it-turizmu inbidel radikalment f'dawn l-aħħar 5 sa 10 snin fej iż-żmien ta' dak li kien issejjaħ inclusive tour package spiċċa infatti anki ġimgħa l-oħra stess rajna wieħed mill-ikbar produtturi ta' dal-pakketti falla l-Ingilterra konsegwenzi gravi ħafna għaliex dak iż-żmien spiċċa llum it-turist huwa individwu li qed ifittex dak li l-esperjenza li jritu. Mhux li skużani li bellalu ħadd ieħor, li jixtri pakket minn fuq li xkaffa, lest, kollox lest, illum irid jagħmlu dak aħna nsejħu dynamic packaging, illum il-ġurnata bl-internet li hija kienet rivoluzzjoni kbira, bl-internet illum jibbukkja s-sit li semmejt inti tal low cost carrier jew airline oħra jew Malta Malta preferibilment wara kollox, jibbukkja l-lukanda wkoll għalhekk hemm bżonn li anki s-settur privat Malti s-settur pereżempju l-lukanda Malti tal-lukanda żgħira. Li jiftħu għal dit-teknoloġija, li jimxu għal teknoloġija għax irridu jagħmlu ruħhom aċċessibbli għax illum għandek daqsxejn contradiction in terms, għandek l-onet l-importanza tat-teknoloġija fej il-klient mid-dar mill-Skandinavja u l-Ġermanja u fejnu irid jibbukkja hotel u privatament biex jibni l-pakkettu. Fl-istess ħin hemm trend ukoll ta' lukandi żgħar ukoll individwali, l-lukanda qed tkun individwalista, qed tkun personalizzata, dak li l-lukandi żgħar llum jsejħu boutique hotels, ċertu lukandi b'ċertu karattru. Aw hekk tiġini frasi pereżempju fejn nixtieq kumment minn għandek dan waħda mill-isbaħ attrazzjonijiet ta' Spanja hija dak li sejħulhom Posadas dawna Spanja ilhom xi 40 sena li għamlu dal-esperiment suċċess kbir fej qalbu ħafna mill-monumenti storiċi tagħhom kunventi palazzi antiki daw flukandi li llum huma baqgħu wieħed mill-iktar success factors li baqgħu konsistenti jiġifieri dan li inti mbagħad tixtri rata waħda pereżempju timxi minn posada l-oħra minn hotel, mużew, palazz minn villaċċa l-ieħor fl-Ispanja.
John, this relationship between the arts and tourism, I mean what is your perspective being coming from the artistic field,
well, and culture as well,
yeah, and culture.
I mean I must say that I think the whole frame of this discussion so far has been slanted in entirely the wrong way.
Okay.
The first thing I think that I would disagree with in a technical point with Pierre is that the really unique point about Malta is only the prehistoric temples. Yes, they are very important, but they're not unique. Actually, the thing that makes Malta unique is Maltese culture. That's
meaning?
Really, that's something that you cannot find anywhere
else. What do you
else.
Mean, Maltese culture?
Well, that's a very good question.
What
and to go into
so
that...
What is unique in Maltese culture?
Well, it's actually, to answer that question would take a lot longer time, okay. Because it's not about looking at what the history of Malta is. It's not simply about looking at what people think official Maltese culture is, but it's actually looking at what people do in everyday life, their pragmatic daily cultural interactions. This is what makes culture.
And that can be attractive to tourists.
That is the experience that Alfred is talking about. That is the experience that people want. They want to find something which is unique, which is refreshing, which is revitalizing. And this culture...
An engagement with culture.
An engagement with people.
With people.
culture is nothing without people. You can't have culture without people. Mm. You can only have artifacts. You can have fossils in museums. Mm. These are artifacts of a dead culture.
Mm. But in an age of multiculturalism...
Let me finish. In an age of multiculturalism, the complications then become even more interesting. And the potential benefits from engaging from the within a multicultural context become far more richer, in fact, than looking at it from a purely monocultural point of view. Mm. So, and Malta actually has a very, I think, has a leading edge in relation to a lot of countries and a lot of other places, because actually Maltese culture is essentially multicultural. It's a crossroads. It's always been that. Mm. And rather than harnessing these multifaceted cultural influences that Malta has, what I've seen happen in the last 20, 30 years is Maltese trying to essentialize Maltese culture, to try to refine it down to these things that are irreproducible anywhere else, rather than actually saying that, hey, actually Maltese culture is a mix of all of these things. Mm. And that we combine them in a particular way that nobody else combines them in.
Interesting. The issue then is how we're going to manage to get tourists to actually live the experience.
Yes, and that's actually the whole point the investment that has gone into tourism. I wanted to talk about the history of tourism, because in fact the first question that you asked in the questions that you sent me was, you know, why is tourism so important to our country, to us? And to understand that question, you really have to look at the history of tourism. How has it developed in the way that it has, and why is it now so important? And it's because of people have invested a great deal of resources, in fact, in developing the tourism industry as it presently is here in Malta. It didn't have to be developed in that way. You could have developed it in any number of other ways. Also, it didn't have to be tourism. We could have developed any number of other industries. For example, it could have been that, you know, Malta decided in the 70s, by the time 73, 74 came about, that there was going to be a fuel crisis at some point. So why not build with maybe collaborations and partnerships with other countries an alternative energy industry? We could have invested a huge amount of resources, the same amount of resources, for example, that Malta has invested in developing the tourism industry that now exists today. And I'm not just talking about government resources. I'm not just talking about financial resources. I'm talking about human resources, environmental resources, all of these things, into developing an alternative energy industry here in Malta. Really cutting-edge stuff. Now, if Malta had done that, could it be that Malta would actually be in a very well-placed position, both in terms of reducing its energy bills today and also in providing an exportable product?
Could that have been seen?
Yes, it was very easy to see in the 1970s. Scientists were already talking about global warming then. Mm-hmm. I remember at school, when I was at school in the 70s, people were talking about environmental degradation and global warming. And there was the first major fuel crisis was brought about at the end of one of the Arab-Israeli wars, when the Arabs suddenly hiked up the price of fuel 100-150%. This was all foreseeable in the 70s.
But we were considered as radicals.
Sorry?
We were considered as radicals at the time.
But some countries decided at that point to start investing in alternative. Now, I'm just using that as an example of an alternative form of investment that could have taken place.
So, but what's wrong with the tourism industry?
Nothing. I'm not saying there is anything wrong with it, but I'm just saying that to understand why it is so important to us as a nation.
Because there was a decision.
Because there was a decision made about investing a significant amount of resources into tourism,
which
into developing.
Which may have gone the wrong way as well.
Exactly. And also, I think when you look at the importance that tourism plays in terms of the Maltese state, in terms of the influence that tourism plays in the shaping of the economic outcomes, the economic realities of everyday reality, the cultural realities for people. You know, hop on a bus in Slima and try to get to Valletta in the middle of summer, and you find that you're lucky to get on board, let alone find a seat. These are all factors that are influencing the way that people do things, and it's because it's a spin-off of tourism. Now, maybe it would have been better to actually think about downscaling
growing, and I think this is a downscaled tourism sector, and developing other important aspects of Maltese culture to actually give a much wider spread of activity. And I think culture, investing in culture and investing in people is the key. And by investing in people, I think we're talking about education, we're talking about putting people and developing community, and the Maltese idea of what, you know, values in the Maltese community as being a far more crucial step.
Mm.
And if we do that, we'll actually improve the tourist sector as well, because then those people
have something
coming,
different,
yeah, exactly, and you value it. You value it. You
that
understand
would be
it,
unique.
and you value it.
Interesting. Ritel Piero kol malfez.
Kumment fuq li għalġon bis li għalix l-istoria ta' turizmu f'Malta jina tal-għadda ta' dan l-axar. 35 sena għiex ta' mil-viċin.
Ta' l-egżer ħafna.
Kont għadni studenta u l-università meta ktibt dissertation
tiegħi. Sekki l-ek appassjonat
intensiv. Mit-72 meta kelli nażel is-suġġett tad-dissertation tiegħi u qatt li Malta jista' hemm il-possibilità li jkollha l-linja nazzjonali tal-ajru tagħha u konsidrawni bħala miġnu. Però il-ħolma saret realtà sentej wara biss. Però fuq li qal John, il-karatteristika tal-industrija tat-turizmu f'Malta biex għamluha f'perspettiva. Hija li hija dominata u għed jargumentu xajjeb juħazi jindika ħagħuħra mill-settur privat. L-investiment ta' settur privat qawwi li ju saċertu punt huwa tajjeb għaliex l-istat ħalla fidej is-settur privat. Is-settur privat tajjeb juħazi jara fil-qasir, short term, ma jarax. Is-settur privat irid a short term return on investment. Kemm jista' jkun anzi immedjat ħafna darba immedjat wis. Fis-settur privat jibnu lukanda wara sentej tlieta li jibnu lukanda diġà jridu jaraw profetti juħalsu lura l-lukanda. Mentri dal-punti li semma John li huma validissimi huma jagħtu return on investment f'temp ta' aktar twil. Temp aktar twil. Vera, kieku bdejna kif qal John, naqbel kieku bdejna 40 sinilu, kieku xim kienu wasalna mhux għadna se nibdew.
Interessanti, Pier, u naddi għalik immedjatament, ma interessanti meta mort Ruma ftit tal-ġimgħat ilu u nara studenti bil-haversack, bil-pinsel jagħmlu it-tfittxijiet fis-siti arkeoloġiċi and they were having the time of their life. Min dan kollu, Pier, li għadna kif għadna li għet najdu.
Issemmew diversi punti. Punti kollha interessanti li tista' ddum tiddiskuta ħafna fuqhom. Ma John, naqbel fil-prinċipju wkoll, ġifieri il-punt huwa validu ħafna, anke ġifieri mhux ħanajdu mill-aspett filosofiku, però fir-realtà nemmen li inti jekk taqbad it-turisti kollha li jiġu Malta u taqsabhom għandek minoranza ta' nies li forsi jiġu għall-esperjenza holistika kif iddiskrivija John. Jiena tkont bniedem meta kont għandni student jew ftit wara tlaq mill-università li jekk immur ġo belt jew immur ġo pajjiż, irrid nara kif eżatt spjega John. Irrid ngħix ma' nies għax jiena nemmen rajt sit rajtu, tempju rajtu huwa binja. Però huma n-nies li jagħtu waħda identità ġi naqbel 100 fil-mija. Però nemmen ukoll li għandek maġġoranza ta' nies li dal-kunċett forsi ma jidrux mir-rashom, partikolarment il-kunċett tal-familji li huma diġi tfal żgħar. Jekk jiena mort vaganza waħdi jew mal-mara hija mod, jekk għandi jiġri tfal żgħar miegħi li daw moħħhom biex jiġu l-ewwel hemm, il-viżjoni tiegħi jinbidlet kompletament fuq dak il-punt. Il-punt li qal Alfred ukoll, l-stratification tat-turiżmu kif evolviet tul dawn l-aħħar 20 sena, partikolarment bl-internet, illum eħe, we custom make our own holiday. Jiġifieri aħna l-lukanda nażlu aħna xaraw l-istampi fuq l-internet forsi anke video weekend misabi ħanda veduta li jiena fis-sajf kont il-Ġermanja, ġifieri assolutament tour operators, ġifieri rispett kollu lejhom, tara, jistgħu ma jeżistux għax kollox mill-internet, issib daw id-djar iż-żero tgħix mal-familja hija iktar personali, ġifieri daw ma punti kollha.
Public charter flights, u issa nkidaw minħabba low cost.
Għandek il-lum saret iktar faċli. aħna hawnhekk kollha vjaġġajna, saret iktar faċli anke għaż-żgħażagħ li għadhom fil-għajn li jaħarbu in inverted commas minn dan il-pajjiż. Malta hija ma ninsewx peress li hija gżira biex titlaq minn hawn titvapur jew ajruplan. La darba wasalt l-Italja għandek aċċess għal mainland Europe tmur fejn tmur u letteralment għad-dinja ġeġ tista' tibqa' suq prattikament tiġi l-Asja mbagħad kemm taqsam l-Awstralja ġi daqshekk hija. Daqshekk għandek the world's at your feet, mentri Malta għandek forsi il-punt ta' iżolament li ma nafx ħajkuna ċans li diskutu wkoll kif ukoll influenza t-turizmu xena gżira. Fuq il-punt li attinti tal-kultura dil-fatt li għandek daw it-tfal li qegħdin imorru jeskavaw, għamilna xi ħaġa żgħira taħri tiġi Malta, għar dalam, għamilna żewġ sandpits. U irdamna għadam ta' annimali biex it-tfal tal-iskola meta jiġu mhux biss daru s-sit, il-kunċett ta' 20 sena ilu tanka l-aspett pedagoġiku kien ħudhom il-mużew u dawwarhom. Vera, tajba dik. Però li ddawru qed jarahom. Showcase bl-affarijiet letteralment mejtin ma jċalqux, mhux se jkollu impatt, illum minux għamilt tok Joe Six Form privata Malta u għattilhom tiġu l-mużewijiet Malta le għaliex. And there was one word, common denominator, boring. Illum iż-żgħażagħ tagħna tfal tagħna twieldu the digital era. Illum it-tfal iridu l-interaction, il-computer software, ġifieri, u allura il-fatt li għandek interaction. Dal-mod il-mużew tal-Inkwiżitur għamilna wkoll, badna każ li kien ġara vera fiżmin l-Inkwiżitur, ġibna l-kostumi, għamlitu lecture taħdem l-Università, Dr. Jozen Vella. Għamilna l-kostumi u daw it-tfal inġibuhom inħallhom joqgħdu bil-qiegħda fejn kien joqgħod l-Inkwiżitur. And they engage in roleplay. Dik għalihom ħarġu minn hemmhekk anke jekk tipprova tagħmel aw il-survey wara, isma' x'kienet il-level of satisfaction, l-esperjenza li semm Manfred, li scores huma għoljien ħafna. Ġifieri hemmhekk tara din l-esperjenza u l-aħħar punt biex nara dakollu, jiena semmejt jiġu 1,200,000 turist jew viżitatur ħankun għax hemm l-internal tourism laqgħa l-ġorn. In-nies jaħsbu li l-iktar xhur tajbin tagħna huma x-xhur tas-sajf. Mhumiex. L-iktar xahar tajjeb tagħna Ottubru u meta jaħbad l-ista jekk ikunx Marzu jew April. U di turi li min qed jiġi f'daw is-siti partikolari mhuwiex neċessarjament iż-żagħżugħ li jiġi fis-sajf u Malta li jiġu bl-għexieren tal-eluf li hemmhekk jiġu weħel għall-baħar, għar-ramel u let's face it, għall-nightlife. Aħna għandna fatturi ieħor fit-turizmu li għandna ħafna ma tax dak għax mħabba diversi raġunijiet ħafna drabi we tend to overshare.
L-aċċess għall-alkohol pereżempju.
L-aċċess ngħid, l-aċċess għall-alkohol li għandek il-nightlife konċentra ta' postijiet alright u għandek dawk il-barijiet kollha. And it's a good nightlife, għax alright, aw bli toħra fl-Ewropa tal-li għandhom nightlife tal-ġen, però Malta, hija għal daw l-istudenti li jiġu hawnhekk u għandhom 16-il sena, daw sabu paradise letteralment, għax sfordra ta' bed ukoll, semmejta inti l-infurzar tal-liġi. Mhuwiex dak li forsi wieħed fil-prinċipju jixtieq li jkun.
Yeah, so, unfortunately though, the average 16-year-old isn't going to actually have a lot of value to leave behind in terms of their contribution to the local community compared to someone who's, you know, 30, 40 and bringing the family. So, you know, if you're looking at it from that point of view, unfortunately, 16-year-olds probably cost you more in terms of if you audit all of the cost factors involved, probably cost the community more than the actual value that they bring into that community. So it has to be treated very carefully, I think.
Sorry, John, for interrupting, but I can't finish this program without actually asking this question to both you and Alfred. When it comes to training our human resources, you are part of a department, or is it a unit?
That's a department.
It's a department. You actually train young people, you train students, rather not necessarily young people, train students in the tourism industry. Leading these students to do what? To be what? To develop what? Because my impression is that most of the tourism students are foreigners. Or am I wrong?
Because I teach a bit of
tourism study students, and that, there is quite a proportion of our foreign students.
Let me tell you, I'm going to go to October, the department, and
that's
the important thing, because the university is aware of the importance of the sector. U jekk nħduha fil-kuntest tal-industrija tat-turizmu Malta in ġenerali, kien hawn ukoll tibdiliet oħrajn. Il-fatt pereżempju li semmejna qabel l-introduzzjoni tal-low-cost carriers u digitalizzazzjoni, dynamic packaging, eċetera. Però punt importanti wkoll li rridu nammettu li m'għadniex destinazzjoni irħisa. Maħna nistax inkomplu nikkompetu abbażi ta' prezz Malta dak iż-żmien spiċċa li maġunata. Għaw ċerta trasparenza fil-prezzijiet, eċetera, eċetera. Allura l-uniku mezz li aħna nistgħu nikkompetu fil-futur huwa fuq il-kwalità. Di xi ħaġa li kif qal John qabel stajna b'dejni 20 sen ilu ta' mhux illum. Però hemm bżonn nikkompetu abbażi ta' kwalità. Mhux fuq prezz. Issa biex inti twassal kwalità, biex twassal prodott ta' kwalità, biex twassal esperjenza ta' kwalità, int irid ikollok in-nies imħarġin tajjeb. Għandek però wkoll irridu ngħidu li l-industrija tat-turiżmu mhijiex kif ħafna jaħsbu lukandi u restoranti biss. L-industrija tat-turiżmu hija għandha firxa wiesa ħafna, apparti mill-lukandi u restoranti li huma importanti ħafna però għandek mużewijiet, għandek attrazzjonijiet oħrajn. U l-iskop tal-departiment tagħna huwa li rawem ġenerazzjoni il-ġenerazzjoni li tiela llum fl-aspetti holistiċi tal-qasam turistiku plus ukoll l-impatti tat-turiżmu soċjoekonomiċi, ambientali, eċetera, eċetera.
Well, it depends very much on what you consider to be a university education, and I think this is a key point here. And I make this comment in terms of there is the ITS, of course, and in my view, it is their job to be training people for the tourism industry. That's specifically what they should be doing, and that's what they do very well, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think at a university, however, you are teaching people, and we are a tourism studies unit. We're not a tourism industry unit. We are. That's right.
Yeah.
So we are. In my view, we're in the business of researching, understanding, synthesizing, experimenting, developing new knowledge pertinent to the area of tourism studies. And in my view, that is a synthetic, creative, critical study. Okay. Okay. That's what universities do. Mm. That's what universities do the entire world over, and that's what the University of Malta, if it's a university.
And is the state responding to what surfaces from this research and from
well, I mean, actually, I think that Alfred touched on the point which is, I think, the history of our unit has probably been more seen, at least by people generally, as being in the service of the tourism industry.
Mm.
A critical tourism studies is not necessarily in the service of anybody. It is in the service of the generation of knowledge, critical, sophisticated, intellectual understanding of what is actually happening in the world. Now, this world happens to be in Malta, in the Maltese tourism industry.
Mm.
But as I suggested, I believe that the tourism industry is a part of broader Maltese culture and society, rather than culture and society being at the service of the tourism industry. This is entirely the wrong way to go about it.
Mm.
But it is the way that often business go about it, because as Alfred indicated earlier as well, business is interested in short-term profit and getting their returns on their investment.
My impression is that the actual link between these different sectors in university is lacking, even in other areas. I come from the area, for example, of youth and community studies.
Mm-hmm.
We end up being the department of youth and sort of the whole notion of department. Then, sort of in a way, it's good because the university is crediting the fact that we are developing our competencies and our skills. But on the other hand, it sort of puts people into boxes, as you said,
yeah.
and maybe the aspect of relating tourism to other areas.
Critical analysis means thinking out of boxes.
Yeah.
So coming up with new creative solutions to local problems, original problems that are located here in Malta, because nobody else in the world has the same set of problems with the same set of nuances that the tourism industry, for example, faces here in Malta.
No wonder that we produce that with De Bono.
Well, that's another question. But anyway, now in relation to the history of the way the university functions within itself. I mean, other universities, perhaps it's part of the history of universities that there's always been an element of empire building. There's always been an element of protecting territory, making sure that other people who aren't experts in your area don't encroach and start to say things that you don't agree with. But I think actually knowledge is changing, and universities around the world no longer hold so strongly. I think there's still a very strong conservative tendency towards maintaining those disciplinary boundaries. But I think there's certainly a move towards interdisciplinarity here at the University of Malta, and this is reflecting trends that have been taking place internationally for at least the last 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, sorry.
Spiċċana fuq l-aspett akademiku, issa John usa l-kelma wkoll imperi. Naħseb Malta waħda mill-ikbar problemi li għandna li diffiċli ħafna li ġib l-stakeholders, iżda mhux qed nitkellem università biss għax intom qed titkellmu dipartimenti. U dan huwa żball li ġieli anke fl-università dad-dipartimenti għaj wara ħadd ma jfilkomx biss tilbsu hemmhekk għax jiena nafx xinu tajjeb. Naħseb hemm bżonn f'dat tip ta' studji inti qed youth and community, tourism studies, communication, dan huma kollha aspetti li huma interdisciplinary li jaħdmu flimkien. Però ejna nsaw daqs l-università x'aħna minn l-aspett akademiku anke l-Heritage Malta ħasset il-bżonn għandha l-istitut tagħha li jaħdem jitfit mal-università li qegħdin nagħmlu degree programs li ovvjament jingħataw mill-università fil-immaniġjar tas-siti kulturali. Għaliex anke dik hija nifisha biex nallaċċjaw mat-tur hija xjenza u biex nallaċċjaw mat-turiżmu ma jistax aħna post ħallejn 30-40 sena abbandunatu f'daqqa waħda il-konservazzjoni tagħmel waħdek u ħatabel kollox m'għandniex ħin sforta tabed fuq it-tinet li ħanamlu fuq ħaġar qim, ġieri l-kritika li qed naqala fuqha ma at the end of the day.
Aktar mill-li fuq it-tinda fuq il
ċentru tal-viżitaturi, però jibqgħu wkoll malajr fin-nofs minuta li għandi li għandek li inti kellek sit. Li mar hemmhekk bniedem u l-esperjenza li semma Alfred hija nieqsa kompletament, issa forsi hawn min jargumenta isma mma dik hija pristine landscape hija vera ma da mar hemmhekk l-għandu fejn joħu kafe, l-għandu laqas toilet ma jista' juża, m'hemm servizz jekk qed ngħadu din l-esperjenza qegħdu nsibu l-bilanċ. It-tinet, fl-aħħar mill-aħħar biex nispjega bl-iktar mod bażiku, jew għandek tinda li forsi ma toġbokx, jew 70-80 sena oħra ġenerazzjoni li jmiss mhux se jkollha t-tempju.
Nsibu żrara.
Dik hija r-realtà u għalhekk irridu li talbu noqogħdu madwar mejda. U niftehmu, li wah nissa niftehmu, we agree to disagree. Min għalħat ma jħodha personali, min l-aspet professional sa biex ma Alfred u għagħon. Pero nħorġu minna għek, ma għanix għanistaħmuru nixolbu fl-imkien. U naħseb dik Malta tridu nimmaturaw f-titfija, għax forsi u kol ġeja min l-aspet ta' li aħna gżira żgħira u allura naħsbu li dak li naħseb jien huwa l-aħjar u li jaħseb il-kollega tiegħi huwiex tajjeb.
Grazzi ħafna biex xiraq li ħallejt l-aħħar kelma lil Pier bħala il-veteran, ex-veteran tal-organizzazzjoni. Jiena nirringrazzja immens lil Alfred, lil John u naturalment il Pier għall-expertise tagħhom għal-ħin li tawna u għal-perspettivi intriganti li l-lin minn dak li s-solt nisema fuq turizmu, jina fakarkom li program kurrent jaġġa jkun ma'kom il-ġimgħa diħla mistiedna li f'opinjoni tiegħi għandha tkun diskussjoni għal darba oħra interessanti immens. Insalmilkom. Thank you.